Have you ever thought about the carbon footprint of your dinner? And if you knew that certain types of food were more draining on the environment, would you change what you chose to eat? A team of marketing researchers from Australia and the US have been looking at ways to make people feel better informed about the environmental cost of the food we eat. And one of them is Adrian Camilleri from the University of Technology, Sydney, who joins us now. Hi, Adrian.
Good afternoon.
What is a marketing lecturer doing, you know, dabbling in the field of climate science?
Anytime somebody purchases something at the grocery store, that comes within my remit.
So what is the problem here that you are trying to solve?
First we were identifying the problem, and so the first part of the research was to figure out whether people understand the environmental implications of their food choices. And so we ran a survey, and we basically asked people, what do you think the environmental impact is in terms of greenhouse gas emissions of a serving of each of these different types of foods, which range from vegetables into different types of meat. And what we found is that people tremendously underestimated the greenhouse gas emissions for all foods, but in particular for meat, and in particular red meat, so lamb and beef. So that was part A of the research. And then the second part was to see if we could try to improve people's understanding. And that came in the form of a carbon label that we designed.
How does food create the emission of carbon dioxide?
Yeah. So, like I said, most of the greenhouse gas emissions are coming from meat production. So when we look at meat production, animals, in particular ruminants, which are animals such as cows and sheep, they have a particular digestive process that we don't have in humans. And their digestive process includes a series of microbes that basically decompose food in the gut. And that process releases methane. And so methane is a potent greenhouse gas emission. So that's one way by which this environmental impact occurs. And then the second main reason is low feed conversion efficiency, which basically means it takes approximately 38 kilograms of protein that you feed to a cow in order to produce 1 kilogram of edible beef. So that's about 3% efficiency there. Instead of giving that food to the cow, we could have given it to ourselves, basically. So that's the other problem.
And so we all have choices, right? We might decide that even though that's the case, we still really want to eat beef. But the problem here is that you can't tell by looking at food in the supermarket exactly what its environmental impact is, and people tend to underestimate.
Yeah, so for anyone who's thinking about trying to reduce their carbon footprint, if you ask a random person off the street, probably diet and their food choices is not at the top of that list. People typically will be thinking about maybe turning off light bulbs. And what this research is showing is that changing your diet is, in fact, one of the biggest things that you can do to reduce your environmental impact. And so our goal was really to get that at the top of people's minds.
So how would a carbon label work? And is this what you're endorsing?
Yeah, so in our research, we designed a carbon label that was intending to be very meaningful and allow consumers to compare across products. And so we tried to express greenhouse gas emissions in terms of the equivalent hours that a light bulb would need to be turned on. So, for example, we presented people with beef soup in a can, and we expressed that in terms of this is equivalent to nearly 2,000 light bulb minutes, or 36 hours of a light bulb being turned on. So that was a direct comparison that people could make. And after we presented this label in terms of the light bulb minutes, we then asked people to buy some cans of soup. There were beef options and there were vegetable options. And people presented with the label, they purchased fewer beef soups. And they also had a much better understanding of the relative carbon footprint of the different soups on offer.
I should jump in here and say that different countries have different measurements for how much greenhouse gas might be emitted because of a food choice, right? And I'll often hear from farmers here in New Zealand after doing one of these stories and saying, hey, over here it's different. We don't use the same fertilizer, or we don't have these intense lots. So the situation may be slightly different here than it is in Australia where you are, and certainly in the US.
Yeah, for sure, there is no single value that is, this is the carbon emissions for this product. It really does depend on where it comes from. But I think there are general buckets, and regardless of the type of farm and the type of feed, red meat, such as beef and lamb, is always going to be more impactful than, for example, chicken.
It is quite hard to convince food companies to put stickers on their food warning people against purchasing it. Is that what you're suggesting, that we might roll out a scheme at some point where food manufacturers have to indicate on their labels the environmental impact of their food?
That's one option. I think even having an app or a website that makes this information clearly available and accessible would also be useful. And I think it's also something that we can maybe start to teach in school so that children who later become consumers actually have this some in the back of their mind. And if they're interested, they can follow up.
Out of interest, we've talked about beef, but any other products where people might be surprised at the environmental impact?
Well, I guess the biggest one, the surprise for me was buffalo. That's the top of the list, actually. But lobster is not very good either. And so that's basically the worst group.
Lobster?
And then, yes.
What do you need to do to grow a lobster? Just chuck them in the sea and wait for it to happen?
You know, I haven't read that paper, so I'm not exactly sure where it's coming from, but that's near the top of the list.
Okay.
And then things like turkey and shrimp are kind of midway down the list. And then the pork and chicken, different types of fish, they're sort of the best types of meat.
Okay. Hey, good research, really interesting. And what's next for you, Adrian? What are you interested in next?
Well, I think this paper that we've done is all about changing people's diets. And I think the other way that we can approach this problem is by reducing waste. We throw away around one third of all the food that we produce, and so that's obviously a huge problem. So I think the next bit of research that we'll be conducting regards how to reduce waste.
Great. Thanks for your time today. Nice to talk. It's Adrian Camilleri from the University of Technology Sydney talking about carbon labels for food so consumers know what they're eating and the impact it's having. Thanks, Adrian.